whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 332. Today is Saturday, April 8th, 2023, or if you're ahead in the world, like here in Aussie land, it's Sunday. It's Easter Sunday. Happy Easter, everybody. Happy Easter. I am your host, Lita. Joining me this week is not only the Naughting Shark herself, Chris. Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
But we have the Pacifist Queen herself, Fair. Down
there. Hello.
Hi,
yeah,
ladies.
I'm here.
Thank you very much for joining me this week. We are doing a, what did I call it? A transmog. Transmogging our challenge tune, you know, give some information about transmogging, and I'm very glad that I've got you two here to help me with that. First off, I want to say hello, chat room. Thank you, Zab, for your sub again. Thank you. That's very sweet of you. We do appreciate that greatly. So thank you very much. Let's have a look at the chat room, see who we've got here. We've got Fez there. Chris is there. We've got Zaya. I know Zaya's somewhere there. Dave is probably hiding. Hi, Dave. Rod and Tybar. So welcome. We've also got Zep. We've also got Periton. Hello, everyone. Thank you very much for joining with us today. Gil Corona is here with Sir, so that's good. Thanks, Sir. Keep an eye on the situation there, Sir. We appreciate that. All right. Let's get into it. Transmogging. We will start with... we've got lots to get through, but let's first talk about transmogging, because there we have had the changes that came in with 10.0.7, the patch that, when was the patch? 2 weeks ago? 1 week? No. How long's it been?
2 or 3 weeks.
It's been a couple weeks. So that they now have allowed for transmogging of the white and gray. Previously it's pretty much from the day it came in, it was green and up was all that you could transmog. They've now finally, thank you, allow for gray and white gear as well, which makes us very excited, because of course the majority of our challenge tunes wear white and gray gear. There are a few of the challenges that do wear green and of course can transmog, but it's very exciting that we're able to take our irons, our pacifists, and be able to transmog if we want to. And again, if you don't want to, that's fine, it's not a problem, but the option is there, and it's good to be able to collect gear on your account, because obviously that becomes account wide. So so you can go into your, what are we calling it, wardrobe collection, to be able to look at, to see what you've got. So so yes. So first off, let's talk about what do you look for when collecting transmog for your challenge tune. So Fair, I know you're like all into transmog, correct? Now that we can do the white and the gray.
Yeah, I'm kind of tiptoeing into it on the challenge tunes. I haven't really done it full bore on all of them yet, but working on it.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to be able to do it. Love
it. Exciting.
Yeah. One of the things that I'm always looking for are for ways to make a tune feel unique somehow. Mm-hmm. I mean, after all these years of running challenge tunes, they do start to look a lot alike, you know? Wearing the same clothes.
Yep.
I get really tired of my rogues and druids looking just alike because they all wear the same leather pieces.
Mm-hmm.
What makes one druidier than others, you know? So I try to find something that somehow reflects the character, even if it's just the character in my mind. Maybe I give them a flower crown or a pair of spectacles, wrist flowers maybe, or I pick a color scheme that might relate to their name or their spec.
Mm-hmm.
I did a water theme for my Resto Shaman, kind of based on all of her tidal wave type spells.
Nice.
It's all kind of bluish. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just fun. I'm having fun with it, taking it slowly.
And I think that's the part that for a lot of us we do enjoy. Not only it just can bring that bit of fun to your challenge tune, as much as you're having fun in game, but it just adds that little extra level of, oh, what can I make it look like today, you know, without having to look at gear.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, the other thing that's useful is to find ways to make generally unattractive slot items look less so.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Headgear is notorious in my mind. All leather headgear looks like buckets to me.
Oh my god, that's so true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so basically my challenge tunes just went without headgear, but bit of armor added just wasn't worth having to look at it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So even if all I could do was hide it, that would have made me happy earlier on. But now I can change it or hide it.
Yeah.
Shoulders and cloaks are kind of in the same category. It's hard to find good shoulders sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And cloaks are hit and miss. You know, you find some. It's much better now that you can mog. My challenge tunes never even equip the head slot usually, but now we can do whatever we want. We can have flowers or glasses or goggles, whatever.
Yeah.
And actually, some of the new collectibles from the trading post can't count as head slots. There's kind of a neckerchief thing, kind of a pink one.
Yep.
The cloaks, yeah.
Yeah, it looks really cool. So yeah, there's a lot of fun things. And then you always have now the option to hide any slot items that you really can't deal with or don't really want on the particular outfit.
Mm.
So, I like to be able to do that. And it's also good to make the weapons more interesting. I mean, how many times can you look at a level 1 dagger? Or a curtain rod? For a mage.
Mm.
Please, something prettier.
Yeah.
So those are kind of the things I look for.
Yep. No, that's absolutely fair enough. Excuse me 2 seconds. I had a thought, and of course the thought's gone straight out of my head. I've just put the photos up, so we've got our little runway for and at the moment that's Periton, that's fair enough. Exactly, fair is enough, absolutely. We've got the little walkway. So first off, I've got some of Fair's tunes on. I know it's a lot smaller, it's very hard to do, otherwise I'd have to do like full size, but Fair's got some really cool looking looks on her tunes. So I've just given them a couple of, I think I've done set them for 2 minutes. They'll scroll every 2 minutes, so just so you've got the heads up on that. I think for me, and I don't know, Chris, if you'd be the same, but looking at collecting like transmog stuff, I must admit, I probably do most of my hunting on my normal tunes. I've not I don't think I've got anything cosmetic on a challenge tune. Anything that has come through that way. I normally have been sending to my scout, because obviously I do have a couple of dead tunes that are now scouts or bank alts. But most of my kind of hunting for like the bigger stuff is on my big girls. I do like finding smaller stuff on the challenge tunes as I'm going around, and I must admit that one of the things that I've been trying to do when I jump on a challenge tune has been to check out all the vendors. So I enjoy that, because you forget who has what and you can pick stuff up and all that kind of stuff. So it's nice to be able to add that to the account. Chris, what do you do when you go looking for transmoggy stuff?
Well, so transmog for me is probably different than you guys, because I actively go after it. Mm-hmm. Zep and Dee and I play together every weekend, and we take out different armor classes to do old dungeon runs. So if he's on his paladin, I'll take my warlock. D'll take a hunter. You know, so we're all a different class,
yep.
Armor class, so that as we get drops, then we can switch.
Yep.
And if somebody doesn't have a mog, then we trade.
Mm-hmm.
And I actively use four different add-ons for transmog, and specifically have started hunting down transmogs that. There's a one that's called Monar's Wardrobe Helper, and P's used it on stream a few times as well. You can click on the instance that you are currently in, mm-hmm. and it will pull up a very, very light add-on window for the instance you're in and show you all the transmogs that you don't have that are in that dungeon for your armor class.
Okay.
So I actively hunt down transmogs, and I will not sell to a vendor until I have gone through my bags, because thank you, P. It's in chat if anybody wants to look at it.
Cool.
There's also one that Zep had found years ago that we all use, called Can I Mog It? And it's another super light add-on that the second I open my bags, it has check marks or X's or gold stars, and tells me whether or not I have that mog and know it, and whether or not I can send it to another tune so that I can learn it. That way I'm never accidentally selling something that I want to go after.
Yeah.
But literally every week am actively hunting down transmog.
And I mean, the fantastic thing that we're able to have is things can go onto the account. So, you know, just because you pick up a cloth piece on your level 60 plus or a high level tune doesn't mean that your lower levels can't transmog. There are some restrictions that I did find out, and unfortunately I haven't got my screenshots because XSplit is being a duty head and not letting me load mine up. I'll see if I can do that in a minute. But there are exceptions, and I did find this when I was looking through Wowhead to find some transmog guides, and they have got some guides up there. I will say that there is a lot of transmog information on Wowhead. There's probably other places too that also have a lot of information. I specifically looked on Wowhead, and I found some of the guides were very, I don't know the nice word to say it, but I don't know how up to date. However, one of the things that I did notice was that if you are a certain level on your toon, there are things that you cannot transmog until you get that level. Yes, so say yes, shoulders,
there's quite a bit, like if you have to be level 60 to get it, or 65 or 70, yes, you can't mog it on a lower tune.
Yes, exactly. And I actually had taken a screenshot of my I think it was one of my irons to show. Now, it was level 24, but when I looked at her stuff, there were shoulders, and I was looking and I was like, oh, I wonder if I could hide the shoulders. But because she's level 24, it would not allow me to do it. It says, no, you can't do it yet. So obviously she's not high enough. So there are...
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, there are restrictions on certain things that you can and can't do. And I was trying to find more information, but it was a little bit hard to find a lot of that information on Wowhead. So if anyone has seen that info, let us know, because I've been trying to hunt a bit more information, like a bit more concise information. But as I said, Wowhead has got, there is information on there. So just to give you a heads up, if you can't do something, it could be because your level is not high enough for technically you to be able to either wear it or do something with it. So yeah, so just be aware of
there that. Is one more really good add-on, and you probably would want it more for like turn it off when you're doing challenge mode, because it is a bit heavier, but it's called Better Wardrobe. And so like if you go into the default character panel for your collections, and then you go to your transmog one,
yep,
you have your character pane, and then you have the sets tab, right?
Yep.
It adds an extra tab that adds hundreds of other sets. So sets that are in game but aren't raid sets, tier sets, that type of thing.
Yep.
They're like old collectibles, old world. You know, it's like some of the screenshots I actually sent you are show up in that tab. Mm-hmm. If you go to transmog and you're low level, it doesn't show them all to you. It'll show you the ones you can do. Or if you do click on the collection, it'll show you the pieces that you can wear at level. So even though you may have collected the whole thing, you may not be able to put on the whole thing. And yep, that extra tab is just phenomenal. It helps you know what you can wear.
Okay. That sounds very interesting. There's at least two add-ons that I'll need to check out. I've not heard of them. So, Better Wardrobe. Okay, so no spaces. All right. I'll have all the information also in the show notes. So, we will make sure that if you need to check it there as well. All right. So, let's get back to... So, again, there are a heap of information. There's a heap of information out there. You know, which is fantastic now that we've got these options, and that's the main thing. You know, we have options now for our challenge tunes to be able to do this instead of running around trying to look at, you know, oh, we can only wear this vendor white gear, or oh, I can only, you know, get that very last dress from that quest over there that is a white, and we hope that the quest turn in doesn't turn it to a blue. You know, those kinds of things that you were wearing the white gear, that now we can play around with it a little bit, which is great. Love it. All right. Best things to transmog. I know that you touched on some of this before, Fair. I must admit, one, hair pieces. I'm loving some of these florally, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The headscarves, the, like, they're just... They're so much fun. They're so much fun.
And yeah, my pacifist contest druid is one of the ones on the runway today for a vegan. I give her the flower crown, the crown of eternal memories, since she was the challenge tune for the contest in honor of Five. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was appropriate. And she's a pacifist, so she loves the flowers. I also like to try to find cloaks and shoulders, but I haven't had the most luck yet. I should try some of those add-ons and see if I can make it easier for myself.
Yeah.
Weapons and offhands are another thing, like shields and things like that are hard to pick. I'm having a hard time overcoming a stupid barrier in my mind about making these things really look fancy. Mm-hmm. These are my irons. They've never been fancy in their lives. So,
yep.
Do they have a really shiny weapon? I don't know. Mm. Why not? Yeah. One thing I noticed, I forgot to mention, when you're talking about going around to vendors, look in your old tunes in your bank. Mm-hmm. Did you save any old pieces of armor that maybe you don't have?
Yep. Yet, so
go ahead and relearn them, you know?
I literally did that yesterday when I hopped on one of the challenge tunes. And I just happened to be at the bank and I thought, oh, I need to put something in there. So I jumped in and I was like, hey, what's that? What's that? What's that? Ooh. Ooh. Okay.
I don't have this. I don't have that. Yeah.
So that was exciting. But yeah. It's good to be able to utilize all of those things. And again, transmogging, like for weapons, we can do staffs. What is it? If it's a one-handed, this is what I was going to show. If it's a one-handed axe, you can go to an axe, a sword, or a, what's the other one?
Mace.
So if it's one-handed, you can transmog any of those three. If it's a staff, I think it just stays. It doesn't go to polearm, does it? I'm just trying to think.
I don't think it does. It goes to any kind of staff. It could be.
Yes, and it does polearm.
It does, yeah. So there is. There is options, and again, I know that when I looked in the tab, in the dressing room or whatever we're calling it, in you know where the outfits are, that you can sometimes you've just got to drop it down. So you know it might be I might be what have I got currently? I think I've got dagger. And it'll show daggers, but then if you go to the little drop-down box, it'll give you the other options. So you can change it over to look at, you know, whatever it might be that you've got. So don't forget there are those other options. I must admit, and I don't know how you guys find or chat room, how you guys find it either. If I've got a dagger, I'm going to transmog it to a dagger. I find it very hard. If I've got a staff, it's going to stay a staff.
Yeah, I'm like that.
I can't. The only exception, and there's only one exception that I will do this with, is my hunter. As you know, I am not a gun girl. I have never been a gun girl. I am a bow and arrow all the way. So the only time I normally will change will be if I've got to wear a gun, I'm going to change that to a bow, or if I get a really cute crossbow, because I love crossbows. You give me a bow and arrow, whether it's a traditional, you know, like your recurve bow, or you give me a crossbow, I am all about that with my hunter. But yep, if it's gun, I'm like, I don't want a gun. I don't like guns. this not only the sound, I like the twang. I like the little twang. Plus, you know, again, you guys probably, I've probably told this story a million times, but, you know, I have done archery. I was North Queensland junior champion back when I was like 13. So I have done archery myself, and it is a very, I loved it. It was a shame I didn't continue on, and I have a very soft spot for anything archery at all. So give me a bow and arrow or a crossbow anytime.
I had no idea this was a thing. I mean, well, one, yes, all of us agree. Hunter's got to have a bow. But I don't care what I have on. I will transmog anything into anything if it's badass looking and matches my outfit.
Nice.
So I had no idea this was a thing. Mm-hmm. I don't care what I'm holding. If something's going to look better, that's what it's going to become.
It's my OCD. As I said, for me, if I'm on, now let's just talk about the big girl for a moment. So let me talk about Leda. That when she's, at the moment, she's rocking around in this black plain. I think it's just like the black, I'm pretty sure it's actually one of the white vendor dresses. It's black. She's wearing all black. She's got a dark sunnies on. You know, she's looking very, I don't even know. She's undead, so I guess that's a given.
She's looking dead.
And, you know, so for that, I had a dagger. Which I transmogged into some black dagger. And then she was the offhand, because you have to have an offhand. So she was wearing the black dead flowers. Because, you know, that's what you do.
Yeah.
You know, so again, matching the outfit, I must admit, you know, that's just what you do. So I have noticed those for my challenge turns. Obviously, the bloods, I have transmogged the bloods because I did want them. I had them in, and again, I can't load my pictures, so apologies, but my bloods, I had them in particular, like my warrior was in this plate whole set. It's yellow and red. I can't remember what it is, but she had the full set. I think I had done the same for the hunter and the priest. Like, they were transmogged into, because obviously bloods can wear green gear. So they've been in transmog for quite some time. But the difference came down to the pacifists and the irons, now that we've got the white and grey gear. And I must admit, and you guys are probably going to be like, what the hell, Leda, you're very weird. And that's fine. I understand that. Yes, I am. Passy Leda, my big girl. I cannot transmog her out of her gear. She is still in the gear that she's been this whole time. I cannot do it.
I understand that.
I just can't. I feel like if I change anything on her,
something bad's gonna happen.
I didn't want to say it because I was like, I don't want to, you know.
We'll say it so you don't have to, because I can't even bring mine out of the enchanting room.
However, I know on my little undead warlock, Iron Leda, I did run around to some vendors and I learnt like some white vendor gear that I didn't have. And I had transmogged her into, oh God, what was it? I have got her. No, I didn't actually. I'm trying to be good, and I'm trying to not.
That's reserved.
Trying not to go straight to the corruptor for every single warlock. But yeah, I had put her into this I think it was a green dress. Like, it's got green and purple and white on it, and I had a hat to match, and I had the staff to match. Again, I've got screenshots, I just can't bring them up, because if I do that will crash the screen, the stream, and whatnot. But I have got her transmogged into something a little bit different to the normal. So you know, it's just interesting, I guess, the things that we put on ourselves as to what we want.
Seriously,
to
if it's gonna look good, no. Actually, can I add to something that you said about vendors? Mm-hmm. So, there are a ton more being sold at vendors than I think people realize. I was in Silvermoon. And I was like, oh, I should just go and check and see if there's any vendors that might have any mugs that I don't have. So I went around and didn't realize, oh my goodness, there's like two complete sets for each armor class sitting by the AH in Silvermoon. Not all of that gear used to be there. Mm-hmm. And there are so many vendors that are out in the world now that are selling things that they weren't before. And a lot of this stuff, I'm now hunting it down because it's completing a lot of old world questing gear that, you know, I would have very piecemeal of. And other than going out in the world and trying to, you know, hunt down all these mobs, it's actually completing some of my old sets. Mm. But there's so much more gray and white stuff that's being sold by vendors that didn't used to. So if you're on a tune that you're comfortable being around vendors, even if it's your scout, I would highly recommend go back to some of those favorites and see if they are selling new items. Mm. A lot of them especially are selling new white weapons, which depending on what, you know, what level you are when you go see them, yep, might change the level of what they're selling to you. And it might actually end up being an upgrade for you on your challenge tunes.
Oh, nice.
Because so much stuff has been added with this ability to transmog the white and grays.
Interesting. It's a really good point. All right. Everyone, log off. Let's go. Let's just go. Let's go to the Silver Moon right now.
Everybody, Silver Moon.
I must admit,
I have a few blood elves.
I have not been over to Silver Moon yet. I've just been trying to do, I think I had done, Torin, Thunderbluff. I'd done Thunderbluff and I had done Ogrimmar. I haven't yet done like the other ones. It's all a matter of is going around. All right, so let me just get some chat.
Yeah, there's been some great stuff in chat. You're going to have to scroll up.
I'm going to have to scroll up. All right, what do we got? What have we got? Stir says, ran into a Tauren rogue that was dressed up like a quarter pounder with cheese. Not a good idea in a line.
So rude.
How rude. Yes, absolutely. Morning to Mrs. Rakguru's here. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. Okay, so all the things, yes, fantastic add-on. I've got that. And again, you know, we'll have them linked on the website. Obviously, we'll talk about that in a bit. But yeah, we'll have that. And if you need any extra information, we can always put it into Discord. We might even do that perhaps we'll put that into one of the channels that if you need to go looking for it, we might pin it into one of the Discord at the moment because the website's been a pain in the neck. So that way, at least, then you can access it if you want, like, after the show and go looking for things, you can do that. So we might also just put some info into Discord. I better write that down because you know what'll happen. I'll forget. Not on purpose, just, you know. Discord add-ons. Okay. All right. So Chris, when I message you and go, what the hell did I write Discord add-ons for? You'd be like,
I got you.
Yeah, cool. All right. What else? We've got all the things. Yep, we've got that. If nothing else, then being able to hide those hideous lower level helmets, worth it? Yes, and we'll talk about that in a sec. Even fist weapon, but not daggers. Can go into other... So I don't know what that can go into other two-handed. Sorry, can't remember what that... Could not transform dagger into anything else. Yeah, I agree. I'm pretty sure dagger just had stayed dagger from memory. But that's fine. Again, I don't look... Even if I'm on a... Something else, I find it very, very hard to change what it is. I just keep, like, the base. That's for me. Again, my OCD. Except if it's a hunter. Zep says, yes, agreed. Always mog a gun to a bow or crossbow. Use two mogs for my hunter shadowlands. Yep. Always great to have different ones on. Absolutely. Perrinan says, I only found out earlier on my mage that we can now transmog one-handed weapons using a dagger and offhand to the Legion artifact weapon staff. That's the only exception to the rule. Found that out today. Huh. Interesting.
Hey, Ebonchill is worth it. It's Ebonchill.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Zai says one hand cannot be transmog into two hand and vice versa. Yep, exactly. But whatever your one-handed you can do. So whether it's sword, mace, axe, if you've got that, you should be able to do those. All right. What else have we got? Zai said never tried to transmog the artifact weapon. Yeah, I'm gonna have to try that. Honestly,
I do it all the time. That's what turns our bear into a werebear.
But
our artifact weapon for Guardian is fist weapons, werebear fist weapons. Mm. But I never wear fist weapons, so I can be wearing a pole arm and change to my werebear just by changing it to the artifact weapon. Okay.
All right, I'll have to check. I don't know, like, because we've been through that, like, for me, I've had those on my big girl. So I kind of, like, in particular for my challenge turns, I don't care to really wear them again unless it's absolutely meeting the outfit. So, I don't know. It's just how I run it. They're sitting there. I just haven't worried too much about it. Stur says, my spouse kind of overhearing this podcast wants to know if I can be transmog into something better. Yells into the other room. It doesn't work that way. Nice.
And I actually norted, but I was silent nort because nobody could hear me. So that one actually made me nort.
Oh, that's
yes,
right.
Yes, mog him into a Tauren rogue-loving person.
Good, that's a good one. Hang on, I've got your nought here, Chris, hang on.
Oh, that was so not necessary.
I always have a spare one, just in case, you know that.
Spare nought?
A spare nought, just in case. Exactly. All right, so let's go back to... the next question. So again, you know, there is a lot of information. There's a lot of things that you can do. Fair, your considerations in choosing transmog, and you know, like, what do you do? Again, we've got people, you know, Chris has said she likes to match. I must admit, I'm pretty much the same. Fair, what do you look at for choosing transmog?
Yeah, color, style, mm-hmm. Theme, if there's a theme for my character. One thing I was really excited about when you were talking about hunters and bows, this month at the trading post, there's a quiver cosmetic item in Mog instead of a cloak.
Yes.
My hunter was all over that.
Nice.
Definitely. Let's see, I tend to keep my looks on the simple side with a couple of special touches, I guess a nice dagger or a staff or whatever. I'll probably start branching out and going a little wilder, but I think you're right. I don't really want to look like my main on my challenges. I do have one that I might go back with my old Ardenweald kind of gear, because I love the themes there on one of my druids. One thing I find is I'm not really tied to whether I'm mogging to grays or whites or whatever. It's like, it's the item that I'm looking at. If I want it, I use it. It's funny because my green man, who can wear whatever she wants and is in fact wearing greens, has her rogue transmog to the level one druid robe just because I like it. Her starting robe. The only thing about that is I have to make sure I remember that this is really a green and I can equip greens. Yeah. I'm not looking at a pacifist, you know.
It's a little bit still getting my head around the fact that as a challenge tune, and let's just take Bloodthirsties out for the minute because we've been able to do that. But, you know, it's always been you jump onto your iron, you jump onto the pacifist. In particular for me, iron. If I'm leveling my iron, I'm looking at what vendor am I going to get that next upgrade of vendor gear, you know, like what am I doing? So therefore I'd buy the full set to wear that full set. I might wear that set a little bit longer than I need to because it looks a bit better than that other white vendor gear over there. That's kind of like, it's not, you know, it's not that fantastic, and the stats are what, one difference or something, but in the grand scheme of things it's not really making a big deal, so you keep with that one. Whereas now we can go, okay, well, you know, on my pacifist, yes, technically she's still wearing the starter gear, like from when I made her. So I can, if I want that different look, I can just go, okay, well, I'll go transmog her into something more festive, something that fits in, you know, Noble Garden starting in a couple of days. I could transmog the offhand that I think is a fish because she's a pacifist and she carries around fish. I could transmog that to, you know, a bouquet of flowers or whatever it is.
Ooh, so, bunny ears.
Bunny ears.
It's bunny ear season.
It's bunny ears, yes.
Absolutely. So, you know, again, our options have just gone huge for our challenge tunes. Not only for all of our tunes, but also for our challenge tunes, which is fantastic. Welcome to Execute. Did I hear Transmog? Yes, babe. Yes, you did. The Gold Queen's here. Hi, the Gold Queen. I haven't seen her for quite some time. Hello, welcome. Thank you for being here. Zai says, my green man is green looking and my BT is red. Yep. Look, makes sense again.
That's brilliant.
You know, trying to fit with a theme. I know there was a while there I was trying to give like my hunters in a greenish look. I think my priests I was trying to give you know, like a white outfit to make that kind of priesty color. But again, options, there's so many options, which is fantastic, which is great, which still comes down to the fact that yes, we can change the looks of all of you can
the recolor
the fact that you can definitely also when you're making challenge tunes, and hence why I still stick with the fact that I like to put iron liter for me. I still need to remember she's an iron. Let's not do what I did those quite a few years ago when I think I jumped on an iron thinking it was a bloodthirsty. I think that was the way it was. I jumped on an iron thinking it was a bloodthirsty, and because it would have been really bad if it had been the other way around. If it was a bloodthirsty, I thought it was an iron. Execute says you can't mog your priest to warlock tier 5. Stop trying.
There are recolors.
There are recolors, absolutely.
Corruptor recolor is green and red.
Tier 5 is life. Just saying. Just saying. Okay, alright. So, anything else on your considerations fair for choosing transmog?
That's pretty much it. I kind of resonated with what you said about, you know, wearing a set beyond its usefulness mm-hmm. before transmog.
I just got to fix my chair.
Shaman, Faramar, is actually taking that one step further. She's transmogging her higher level grays back to the first set that she got that she really liked.
Mm-hmm.
The corroded nail. Just happened to like the colors and it works for her. So, yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic.
She doesn't have to get any fancier than that.
Yeah, sometimes it's like just keeping simplified, which is really good. Okay, Chris, let me swap over. There we go. All right. Now, these are your regular tunes, as you said. You've got
oh, no. The first four are ones D made up just to have some fun. Because I said, okay, honey, we need some mogs. So, like, there's one he put in a fishing outfit. It's got a tabard with an anchor on it, and he's holding one of the staffs that has the squid, the octopus, on the end of it, so we can go out and grab. I mean, I literally was sitting there having fun with some of the transmog outfits that I have. Because, you know, my most used mount besides the favorite mount button is my yak, because the second I get a new piece, I will change my transmog. So I'm right now, while I'm leveling, a huge massive fan of that's the one D made up with the squid fishing pole.
Nice.
So good. But I am a huge fan right now of the renowned explorer's attire for when everybody's going out to Dragonflight. My brain froze. They're all wearing the explorer gear because, you know, we're going out and we're going to explore. And so every single tune I have taken out there has gone out in the explorer gear. Some of them I am currently wearing, but this was literally me just having fun with, and that D made that one up too. Me having fun. One of them I put in there because I think Sir prefers to have less gear on. Is that correct?
Some people do, definitely.
Some people do. So
less is more.
One of my girls is very. Oh, here's our Murloc though. Because hello everybody, we are Team Murloc. So here is my favorite Nortz. That tune's name is actually Nortz.
Nice.
She's my level 70 hunter. And she is in her Murloc gear because, you know, Team Murloc, which is soon going to get raided by a gazillion horde tunes that I have. this one's plate. It's, can't remember which set this is. It looks very much so like my Venthyr, but I thought I picked something other than my Venthyr. So he's a DK. Apparently when I was picking all these things, though, I was very much in a blue mood and didn't realize it because that's actually called the Azure Serpent set. It's male. It's Pandaria Dungeon, not from raids. So like in that wardrobe, better wardrobe, that would be in the second tab. It's one of the sets that'll put together for you. And it's just dungeon gear. This is a cloth set that you get after you hit 70 in Valdrakken, and it's this one's male. It's the Azure Valdrakken clothing, mm-hmm. and it's supposed to look like the Valdrakken citizens. So it's really, yeah. So it's like just really simple. Yeah, casual wear. It's got it in four different colors. Oh, there's my mog for the lesser clothed. That is ornate plate, which I think mm-hmm. might actually, I think it's classic mm-hmm. that one comes from.
Yep.
But she's a blood elf, so everything looks good on a blood elf.
Yep.
You put that in my panda and she looks absolutely adorable with her big round belly. It's yes. just great. This is the Garber the Astral Warden. This is his main set that he uses on his druid. He's got a Worgen druid. And it looks amazing on the bigger classes. It looks fantastic nice. On a Tauren.
Yeah.
A little funny on the short guys, but that's Mummy. He's my next druid to go out there. He's a level 60. Mm-hmm. So his purple mohawk's hiding underneath that hat. But that's the explorer attire, and I changed my polearm to the little Dark Moon Fair guitar just for you. That is another druid mog. That is Armani Raiment, which I absolutely love the troll mogs. Mm-hmm. They look a little funny on Alliance Tunes though, so I tend not to use them on Alliance because it's not quite the same as the Horde ones. That's plate. That's the Revenant set. It's mm-hmm. another
classic.
She's a that's skeleton. She's plate a 70 key,
apparently
DK a plate keenie. Yeah, so you can stab her anywhere except for where you see skin.
Yep.
But she's a DK, so she's already dead. She's not gonna care. Mm-hmm. That is a cloth set that I can't remember which one it is, and I sent it to you this morning, yes. right before I was going to work, so I forgot to write down the name because I was getting ready for work.
Yeah, I should know what it is. I can't think of it.
And the next one, I didn't think she was going to put in here. I literally threw it in just for Lita because that would be the Corruptor's set. Be her favorite set. If I could have gotten a jumping shot in the preview, I would have gone with, was it Maleficent? I'm horrible with that warlock
with the wings. Set name.
Yes! Yeah. Oh my god, those wings. Which I was so mad because I tend to hide my helms. Mm-hmm. The wings are attached to the helm.
Yep.
So you have to wear the silly gold-looking helm to get the wings. If I could change anything, I would put those on the shoulders instead of that helm.
Make sense? Don't you think that would be more a shoulder thing, not a helm thing?
Yeah. I would think on your helmet's just going to fly away with the wings, attach it to your shoulders. So, I mean, you can just have, I saw a picture the other day and a guild transmogged five of their members into the Justice League. And it was fantastic. They had Wonder Woman and they had Superman. Nice. And, there's enough stuff in game that you can do those kind of things. So, this is the stuff I love. I just absolutely love Mog and collecting things, and I will run old dungeons till my eyeballs fall out just to go have some fun and see what pieces I can get. So this is something I've done since vanilla.
Them giving us these options is just great. Because sometimes you just want that, there was some grey gear back in, now I'm going to say it was Burning Crusade, that there was a grey cloth gear that I collected every single piece on later, and that was over various from dungeon runs that quite a few of the grey pieces only drop from them, plus some mobs I'm gonna say was probably out in Shadowmoon Valley, Shadowmoon Netherstorm, that one where the floaty dungeons are,
Netherstorm,
and I had the full set. That used to be her fishing set. Whenever she'd go fishing, I would auto-change into that. And it was a grey, they were grey pieces. But damn, they were good, you know. So we've had all these things in-game for quite some time. I'm surprised it's taken them that long to bring it in. Fantastic that they finally have. Love, love, love. I will also have to go back and now get all those pieces again.
Oh, yeah.
So not
and
happy.
They drop from like seriously, we did, I can't remember what the raid is. It's where you get G-Kun and we run it every week. You would think I would remember what it's called.
Throne of
Thunder. Yep. Thank you, D. D's behind me. Throne of Thunder. and just in the first half, I got like six things, something to send off to my toons because they were all gray.
Yeah.
And it's stunning. And how much stuff I'm getting, you know, in, we're over doing the new island, the, Forbidden Reach. Thank you. Sorry, guys. I am running off no sleep. Forbidden Reach. And I'm getting gray drops over there. Mm. It's like, okay, there's another mug. There's another mug. Yeah. So I'm pretty much had to turn off, almost have turned off my scrap, almost. But now it's mailbox, and then I go over and sell because I have scrap add-on that it automatically sells my grays.
Yes.
Well, I can't do that if there's gear in there.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's like check your what you need to send off now before you do anything because it's dropping from everything.
Exactly. And I think that is definitely a part of, and I really wish they'd get around to doing special tabs for learning books. Books. I shouldn't have to be carrying. There's a whole heap. Not only is my bank full, but my other vaulty. What?
Oh, I'm with you. Everything's full. And my, yeah.
Void, sorry. Thank you. Is full. Like, there is stuff that I just cannot get rid of. I cannot get rid of it because it's stuff that I have had for a long, long time. So I really still think there's a lot more things that they could add into similar to Transmog to make it be account-wide that you can learn it like we do with cosmetic gear. You know, you learn it.
Yeah, like a personal library. Disappears. Just give me a library.
Yes.
And I cannot tell you how many books or treasure maps or like, which one was it that they would stand in Stormwind and Org and they would give you a pamphlet. Remember, it was a pre event before an expansion and I can't remember which one it was. And there was like 12 different missives you could get from these doomsayers and whatnot.
Yes.
I have a copy of every single one of them sitting in one of my banks because it was a thing and I knew it would go away. Was it Shadowlands? It may have been.
I think that was the lead up to Shadowlands.
Yeah, I mean, I still got stuff from pre-launch of Wrath. I've still got stuff from, you know, stuff that's not even in the game anymore. Okay. And I don't want to get rid of them, but yes, bigger bank, please. Own personal storage vaults that are...
bigger bank.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly.
We thought I had... You know, it's always a bone of humor. Zep has the cleanest bags next to Periton. Periton actually probably has the cleanest bags I've ever seen in my entire life. The man puts nothing in his bags. And, you know, everything's always free.
Seriously?
The fact that his bags are full tells you how much Dragonflight has given us.
Yeah. Okay. Husband says it was a pre-event to Cataclysm. Really? It only feels like it happened a couple years ago.
Thank you, Execute.
Is anyone like me just going,
yeah, it was the cult, right? It was
like
the cult.
3 years ago. How
Seriously.
Long ago? What? Like, that's what it feels like. Where is this time going? Where is this time going? It's crazy. Okay, so let's move on to... we'll get on to something else in a minute. I just want to go back over. Yes?
The Shatterlands pre-event was everyone in Ice Crown trying to get the stupid bag, remember?
Oh, yeah. Ice Crown bag. Yeah. Okay. There was things. All right. So, the last week I spoke about the FAQ change, and I just want to reiterate to it's in the FAQ that can I transmog or use cosmetic items? So transmog is allowed, however, you can still only wear white or grey quality gear, unless of course you're one of the challengers that can wear green. But for your irons, for your passies, it's still a bit like that. You guys got me?
I think your net blipped for a second.
It's, yeah, it went red. It's back to green, so it might be okay. Yep, it looks like it's back to green. All right. It's, all right. We might have to cut a few things if it's going to be a pain in the neck. So, yeah, so don't forget. So just remember that you can transmog. You can transmog to anything, but your challenge tune still needs to be able to, if they're an iron, you're still only wearing a white or a gray. Okay? So please don't equip, don't go and misclick. And we know people do this. We had someone send me a message last week. I accidentally equipped a blue or a green or whatever it was because I made a mistake. You make the mistake, it's done. Like, you're done. You'll be red flagged. So please just remember, white and gray gear on those challenges still is your base, what you're wearing. The other thing is, do not equip learn cosmetic gear unless it is white or gray. Best to learn any of the cosmetic gear stuff on a scout or regular toon so it doesn't give you a red flag. We don't want anyone having a flag because you've learnt something that you could essentially send to a different character, send to a Bankolt, send to whichever. So please just be aware of those things. So I updated the FAQ last week, and that's what it's reading. Stir said, yep. Wow, years age at the same pace as dog years. Yeah, it's a bit like this. What is this? This is the 19th year of WoW? What's going on?
Wow.
It's a little bit quick. All right, let's jump over to, let's get to the news, because I've got a fair bit that I need to get through of that first. And then we might quickly come back to our weeks in WoW, girls. Okay, you happy with that? We're doing that.
Sure. Good to go.
Okay. All right. Let me play this one.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Okay. So first off, it has been a busy week. I had 4 blog posts to write up for max level because you guys are awesome and have been very busy. So, first off, we had 1 last week, but we have got 3 this week. Congratulations to Dragon Iron on becoming our 12th Dragonflight Iron Man Challenge Champion. Congratulations to them. That is Iron Brew. So, well done to him. Congratulations to Raf on becoming our 3rd Dragonflight Green Man Challenge Champion. That's right. Congratulations. Well done, Rod. Well done. And then he got there, which is fantastic. And also congratulations to Zaya, because Zaya Gixie became our 4th Dragonflight Green Man Challenge Champion. So well done to the 3 of you. That is fantastic work. Now, the biggest problem we've got at the moment is the website. It started last night. We have issues. It seems to be, I think from what the boys were saying, it seems to be a server hosting. I know that we had DOS attacks yesterday on Blizzard on WoW. There seems to be a issue with, so we've got no state of the challenges, we're not even going there, so apologies. So if you've done some leveling this week, thank you, well done, apologies. There is no state of the challenges to be able to give you. The website has been timing out. It was timing out last night. Code wardens are looking into and trying to sort through stuff. I've got no ETA exactly on what's going on. The server host has issues, so yep, it should self-resolve, but might be slow. So I did try to get onto the website just before the show, and it timed out for me. So again, so it just means there's no updating to tunes, there's no adding tunes, there's nothing at the moment. If you're looking for the rules, apologies, nothing's there. Or you might get it, but it might be taking some time to get it. So again, it's not us. It seems to be an issue with quite a few, like some other bits and pieces. It's not just our website, but unfortunately our website is one that's being affected. So I will put an ETA out once everything seems to be back. But all we can do is be patient with it, and the server host will get their side sorted. Maybe they're having DOS attacks or whatever it might be. There seems to be a lot of stuff going on, not just for us at the moment. So again, just giving you the heads up. We'll let you know when that's all good. Also, that means that because I can't access the website, the show might be a little bit late going up because I can't get onto the website to be able to do anything. So Noble Garden does start April 10th and ends April 17th. I've started working on the blog post. It will go up when the website's right. So I did notice, where are we? Let me copy. I'll put this in. This is the Wowhead guide for Noble Garden. So if you want to check it out, pretty much there does seem to be one new toy from what I found that says it's to do with dragon riding or something. When I looked at it yesterday, I don't see that there's really going to be changes from last year or the previous year to any of the bits and pieces. So please, again, tread carefully with your challenge tunes, with Noble Garden, and I would base it on what you did last year at this moment. Let you know once the blog post does go up and once the website is fully back to being functional again. Also, patch 10.1, it's been announced that it will go live on May 2nd. What?
That's insane. That's insane.
All these things keep coming. I kind of feel like, can you just give us a break just for a minute? it's just like, whoa, it keeps coming. So, very excited. I don't know. I guess all you guys are excited too. Cross-faction guilds.
Oh, Team Murloc better get ready, Because I got Torns, I got Trolls, I got Undead, which I know P is super, super excited about. You name it. I even have a Maghar Orc, so.
Nice.
Open the door.
Nice. And
Torn Rogue incoming.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
He's ready to play with the gnomes.
Exactly. Or the night elves. It's gonna be fun. So yes, we will definitely be doing that. Can't wait to be able to have that. So May 2nd. Wow. It's all happening. Don't forget Dark Moon Fair does end tonight or today, depending on where you are in whatever part of the world. So if you are running any challenge tunes, remember you've probably got a couple of hours that you can get down to Dark Moon Fair. Otherwise, it'll be gone. So yeah. All right. Last thing I need to share in the news is Spreadshirt promo. There is free standard shipping from April 12th to April 16th. If you're interested in getting any cool merchandise, please pop over to our shop on Spreadshirt. There you can pick up lots of different challenge stuff, pacifists, bloodthirsties, irons. We've got, what do you call it, logos, all of that, and mint shirts, hoodies, cups, bags. Fairless loves her
tote bags.
Thank you, I knew there was a word for it. So check that out. All right, ladies, quickly, tell me, how has your week been?
Go ahead, Fair.
Oh, kind of a usual week. I leveled a few tunes. I'm in the mid-60s with a lot of them, so it's kind of slow. But having the Dark Moon Affair was helpful. I Draenei Resto Shaman hit 65. And a for a vegan, the contest passy, 66, and 67 for Pharaoh Winter, who's a working man, night elf, and also my Tauren Druid pacifist is 66.
Wow! So, well done.
Messing around a little bit on a total scout, mm-hmm. I actually spent my boost to boost up a brand new shaman to try to take to Dragon Isles to investigate. Put her in gray gear. Died 3 or 4 times in the first 15 minutes, half of which I spent fishing. So that tells you how fast I was dying. If I wasn't fishing, I was dead.
Yeah,
got pretty discouraged and remembered that I had how much I hate dying. So my regular working man shaman decided that that's not going to be a place for her at this time. So she's back to doing archaeology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what? Sometimes it's really good to go do those scouting, do those testing, to save that as much as you're learning what's going to work for you, so you don't have those incidents happen on your live tunes.
Yeah. This is a shaman. She has no stealth, no vanish, no shadow mill.
Yep.
Not much crowd control. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So at least now you know. you just got to keep digging.
And I'm a terrible dragon rider, so. No, that doesn't help either.
It's still like I'm slowly, very, very slowly still getting my head. Each time I do, it can be sickening for me to do dragon riding. Like, it really is. Trying to do the damn races is just to get whatever is, I feel like, but, you know, it's, I wish there was the option to, wish there was the option that I could ride my mount my normal mount, but have it at, I don't need it to be quite at the dragon riding speed. I can have it a bit under that, but if it was a maybe a little bit more than what is it currently at the moment, it's at what, 300%, like a little bit faster, maybe 400%. So just a little bit faster
instead of Mach 10.
Yeah, just, you know, yeah, it's would be nice if they give us that option, but I guess we wait and see. Well done, Fair. It's good to see all those toons over 60. Well, amazing. Well done. Chris, how's your week been? You've been at work.
I have literally been at work. Yeah, well, the company came to see me, but we did great. No, mine's all been regular toons, and it's just a mad dash seeing how many I can hurry up and get to 70, but I have like 50 tunes, so you know, it's no challenge tunes. Net's terrible. It's just all normal stuff. Normal week for me.
Normal. Excellent. All right, let's, because my, oh, it's going red. Apologies. My net's going red. Can you hear me? Back to green.
Yeah.
It's like a traffic light at the moment. Oh, orange. It's like a traffic light. Red, green, orange. Okay. All right. Let's just let's do chit chat and then we'll sign off.
Hey yo, it's chit chat.
Mrs. Orts. All right. Chris. Says it's up.
Yeah. Yes, it's back.
Yeah, see, everything on here, on my other stuff for Discord, everything says that's okay. Twitch is telling me it's unstable. So I think we're just going to close off. Sorry, guys. Sorry, I was hoping to try and get away with not having this happen this week, but it is what it is. All right, if Chris, can you do the Iron Elites for me, please?
Absolutely. From the bottom of our heart, we would very much like to thank Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, myself, Lita, Mach, Mr. Nisi, Mrs. Rock Guru, Nisi, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Wynema, Zaya, and Zep.
Excellent. Thank you so much, guys. We do appreciate all of our Iron Elites. Thank you for helping with all the things. And I think it's going to lose it again. I'm not sure. We might just have to.
Your voice is a little weird.
Yeah, it's Discord saying it's okay, but it's actually Twitch that keeps telling me that Twitch is the issue. So anyway, quickly before I'm gonna skip all the rest, but Tiber, stolen joke of the week, we need to do this. Tiber sends, I'm writing a book about hurricanes and tornadoes, but it's only a draft at the moment.
Oh, that's
good.
I like it. Alrighty, I will be back next week, which will be Saturday, April 15, 7 p.m. Eastern. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Fair, very much for joining me this week. I know it was quite busy with all the transmog information. Hopefully, this will give you guys some inspiration, some ideas to, you know, if you want to transmog your challenge tunes. Again, be very, very careful. If you go transmog something and you flip yourself a red flag, we are not going to be changing it back. So, again, keep a note of what you're putting on. And please just, again, be very, very careful with your challenge tunes when you're learning gear. That's the big one. Chris, where can people find you?
Twitter, it's Chris W. Discord, Chris W.
Excellent. Fair, where can we find you?
Fair on Discord.
That's it.
Pretty much.
Exactly. All right. Don't forget whalechallenges.com. I know the website. We are having issues with ETA. I will post something once we've got more to that. Apologies, but again, the server host is having issues and we are not the only ones having issues with it. So, but the website has got all our social information. If you want to send me an email, if you've got any questions, if you've got any transmog ideas, just send me a screenshot of transmog. I should clarify that. Please, you can shoot me through question, jokes, whatever you like. podcast@whalechallenges.com is the easiest. If you want to find all my information, please check my link at Linktree. Under Lita WoW, you will find all the things that I do. Big thank you to Mr. Nisi. I still can't get over him calling him Mr. Nisi instead of Mr. Brado 1. Throws me. That's for Russ doing the intro. We love our intro. He's fantastic. If you want to find him, he is Mr. Nisi, all one word, in Discord. And again, thank you to my husband, Execute, for helping me with the outro, plus all the other things that he does. Proofreading. Thanks, babe. Appreciate it. But yes, thank you to him for that. Okay, guys, we're going to cut the stream because I know things are probably a little bit unstable. Thank you, chat room, for hanging around, being with Fair, Chris, and myself. Ladies, thank you for being here. Appreciate you both. Everyone,
thank you for having me.
Have a great day, night, wherever you are. Stay safe, both in and out of game. And I will catch you back here next week. Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Lita, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com as well as from Bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.